Blog Talk Radio.
Power. I need
lighted by your word. And with your bread of life, that's how I come alive. That's how I change my world. Father, to joy, from your spirit to my spirit, I am lighted by your word. And with your breath of life, that's how I come alive. That's how I change my world. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh is your name, breathe, Lord. Just breathe your name upon me, breathe. Say, Father, to joy.
Breath come upon me.
Your name upon me. Your name, oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and Omega. Welcome to I Am Midnight Glory Praise and Prayer Service. We have a three-day service for the month of, three-night service for the month of March. Midnight Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Brewer, for you from I Am That I Am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and every one of you this evening. Our guest this evening is Bishop Alexander Kwame Achafong. He will be with us for the next 3 days, three nights, tonight, tomorrow, and the third night is March 3rd. So we bless God for you in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you, honor you. We give you the glory and honor due to your name. Hallelujah. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. We bless you. We praise you. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. Father God, as we have come together in unity, in oneness, O God, to praise and to pray, O God, in the name of Jesus. We acknowledge the presence of the Holy Spirit in our midst this evening in the name of Jesus. This midnight hour, Holy Spirit, we ask you to take preeminence in the mighty name of Jesus. We turn this service completely, totally over to you in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're about to do this evening. We bless you. We praise you. We worship you. We cover this service with the blood of Jesus. We cover everyone that is coming on through the telephone, via the internet. We cover them with the precious blood of Jesus. Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. We pray, Father God, as the man of God, Bishop brings the word, that we will be attentive and hear what thus says the Lord in the name of Jesus, and pray along with in the name of Jesus, that we'll be attentive to receive in the mighty name of Jesus revelation and understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. So this evening, Lord, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We ask you, O God, to send your holy angels to assist us, to minister to us, and do your biddings in our lives. Father God, we lift up the Bishop this evening, oh God. We ask you to touch him in a special way. Bless his ministry, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Bless his family, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for the oil, the fresh oil, the fresh anointing, oh God. We pray for increase in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you will enlarge his territory, oh God, that your hand rests upon him and his wife, his family, his ministry in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, use him as a vessel, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Let the word of God flow through him like a river, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For you said, out of their belly shall flow rivers of living waters. And Father God, out of his belly let rivers of living water flow. And Father, we thirst for you as we've come together in oneness, in unity, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We have come to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And to praise his holy name. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you. Hallelujah. We worship you, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Just begin to bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises, hallelujah, shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. We praise his name, Lord. We thank you for your divine intervention, Father God, what is going on in Ukraine. We thank you, Father God, that your holy angels being dispatched, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the victory for the people of Ukraine, the victory, oh God. We thank you for your divine intervention. We give you glory. We give you honor. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Good evening. We welcome you once again. So the I Am Midnight Glory and Praise Prayer Service. Our guest speaker is Bishop Alexander Kwame Ajapong. He's here, and I'm going to open the line. He's from the Covenant of Grace International Church in Corporado, Ghana. So he's a brother to us and a friend. And so I'm going to open the line right now for him in Jesus' name. Amen. Good evening, Bishop.
Good evening and good morning. God bless
Amen.
You, Apostle Marco. How are you doing?
Oh, praise God. I'm doing good, Bishop. Thank you.
God is good. And all the time, God is good. Beloved of God, God richly bless each and every one of you. This is I am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries International Midnight Glory Praise and Prayer Service. Lord, share the video, join us, the dialing number, and then join us because God is about to do something in our lives. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you praise for the good things you have done in our lives. We exalt thee because you are God. This is the day that the Lord you have made, and we got to rejoice and be glad in the day. We magnify thy name, but say, Lord, have your own way, and let your glory be seen. We have come from all walks of life. Father, we ask your blessings of our lives. We come against all powers of darkness, of God, in the name of Jesus. We silence every voice of the enemy. We mute their voice in the blood of Jesus. And we ask that Jehovah have your own way and let your glory be seen. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. Father, as we have come together, we ask that your hand will be lifted. Your glory will be seen. Touch lives. Transform your people. Cause us to experience your power and your glory. You have done before. We know that you will do it today. So Lord, do it and let your glory be seen. We thank you. We bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you this good day. This is a great day that we have met at the midnight glory. The Bible said, apostles, when Peter and James were sent into the prison, at midnight they lifted up their voice, and the Lord commanded an open heaven for them, that the prison doors were opened. And I know for certain that somebody is going to receive a breakthrough today. The Lord will touch somebody's life. The Lord will transform your business. The Lord will transform your ministry, and he will set you at liberty. Today is a new day. It's a new month, and there is a blessing in this month. And it's my heart desire and my prayer that you shall receive that blessing in the name of Jesus. Oh, beloved, shall we get into business? There is something I've realized in those days. And in life, that many men who are being oppressed are questioning God, and they are questioning themselves, and they are questioning even their life as well. That we don't understand what is going on in our lives. And the question, the first question is, why does the Almighty God not set seasons for judgment? And when you ask me such a question, I don't think you know what God does and what God is doing behind the scenes. But when people are oppressed, such questions they do ask. That's why does God Almighty not set seasons for judgment? And the second question is, why do those who know God not see his days for his punishment on the wicked? They don't see if God is really punishing the wicked, if God is really punishing the wicked, so it means that people are oppressed and they don't know what to do. Beloved, the wicked wickedly remove landmarks. So no matter what you do to them, this is what they do. They are determined to remove landmarks. It means that they violate ordinances. They don't agree with anything. Whatever God does, they will rise against it. And they will try everything possible to stop it. I came to assure you and I came to promise you that no matter what they have done, no matter what they have planned to do, the Lord Most High God will see you through. He will set you free, and you shall be free. Your family will be free. Your life will be free. Anyone, anything concerns you will be free, because the Lord Most High God will rise in the power of his name and defend you. Because it is written that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run therein, and they are saved. So if only you run to that name, you will be saved. Lord, I came your way this morning, and the Lord Most High God has something special for you. So the wicked always violate ordinances. They are lawless people. They are lawless. They forcefully take possession of the poor and the needy. They voluntarily seize flocks. Things that don't belong to them, they seize them. Understand this. But I promise you, God will judge. This month, God is about to judge. And God is bringing blessings upon his people. Listen, the wicked always crowd the needy and the poor off the road. So they don't want you to be seen. What they do is they don't want you to be seen. They want to do everything possible to block your way. They want to obstruct your way. But I came to assure you, something good is about to take place. The wicked always take the widows for a pledge. It will never happen this month. The blessings of the Lord will locate somebody. Because of the wickedness of the wicked, all the poor and the needy hide themselves on the land. They're always hiding themselves because they can't come out because of the wicked. That is why the oppressed always cried and they are asking questions. Beloved, because of the oppressor, the poor and the needy harvest in the field that is not their own, and they claim a vineyard of the wicked. Beloved, I came this morning and these 3 days. I'm coming your way this today, tomorrow, and the next day. Beloved, listen to me. I came to assure you something good that you have never planned before will take place in your life. No matter what you are going through, God has something prepared for you. And because of the wicked, the oppressor, the poor, and the needy spend the night naked without clothing, having no covering against the cold. Beloved, if you are going through all those things, rest assured, God is about to do something. The poor and the needy are wet from the rain of the mountains and cling to the rock for lack of shelter. They don't have shelter. Some of the wicked snare the fatherless, the infant from the breast, to sell them or make them slaves. You will never make a slave. You will never come under condemnation. They will never snatch you anymore. Listen, one thing for certain, that the wicked does, the oppressor does, are those who rebel against the light. They are those who rebel against the light. Whatever God is doing, they rebel against it. But I can just show you, we are going to lift up prayer that may God judge them and may God prove his case. They are those who are not acquainted with the ways of the light. What the light is doing, they don't want to abide by it. So the wicked always want to oppress. They are those who do not stay in the path of the light. They don't want to stay in the path of the light. So the only solution for the needy and the poor is to lift up their voice in prayer to God Most High. So this day we came to lift our voice in prayer. But before we get into prayer, let's get into the word of the Lord and see what the Lord has for us. Lord, join us, call the family, because this is midnight prayer. Praise and prayer. So call the family. Let them come together and let's see what the Lord has for us this morning. Open your Bible, share your Bible with you. Open to 1 Corinthians, the 16th chapter and the 9th verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and the 9th verse. I read from the King James Version. Therefore, a great door and effectual is open unto me, and many adversaries. For a great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries. Beloved, this is Apostle Paul speaking over here. And he said, a great door. And why other translations use a wide door? A very promising opportunity has been opened. But there are many adversaries who stands in the way. Hallelujah. Beloved, this is what Apostle Paul was saying. That he saw himself in a place that something good is about the place. But many are standing in the way. That they will never allow him to enjoy the benefits of what he's doing. A great or a wide door means a very promising opportunity. I came to prophesy to your life. Apostle Marco, I came to prophesy to your life that this month there is a wide door open, and any adversary standing on the way, trying to obstruct your way, prevent you, trying to stop you, will come down this morning. In the name of Jesus, they will come down this morning. Apostle Paul said there is a wide door open. A wide door. A very promising opportunity. But adversaries are standing in my way. So the question is, who are these adversaries? He doesn't use adversary means one person. Adversaries means there are many. There are many, many rise up against him. People or things that oppose or offer opposition. So they resist you. They are an enemy. Withstand this. They withstand you. Listen, sometimes there are people in your life that you need to withdraw yourself. Listen to me. It doesn't matter who you are. There are people in your life. You need to withdraw yourself from them. If you don't withdraw, they will withdraw you. So any withstander, any opposer, let them fall by the raising of the blood. Let them fall in the name of Jesus. A wide door has been opened for I am prayer tabernacle ministries. And this 10 months, you are going to receive the blessings of obedience. By the raising of the blood, you are going to receive the blessings of obedience. Declare the blessings over your life. In the name of Jesus. So what are these great doors that has been opened? Well, let me talk to you about this. A great door means a door of hope. Apostle Michael, a door of hope has been opened unto your ministry. Ever you see yourself in, anyone listening to me and those on Facebook Live, a wide door has been opened. A door of hope has been opened. Listen, anyone stand on the way this morning, we are going to run over truth. We are going to leap over walls. We are going to demo the power of God. We are going to prove again that the Lord Most High God is with us. Apostle Paul said the other day, if God be for us, who can be against us? We are going to bring everything down. We are going to destroy their powers. We are going to set all things on fire because the Lord Most High God is upon us. So I came to assure the Apostle Michael, a wide door has been opened and the blessings of obedience is coming on you. So the wide door, which is a very promising opportunity, is that a door of hope has been opened. A door of hope. In Hosea chapter 2, 10 years, from death and the valley of Achor for a door of hope. And she shall sing there as in the days of her youth and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. Beloved, the very first time the name Achor was mentioned was when Joshua was coming and the people of Israel was coming to the land of Jericho. The Bible said when they reached Jericho, the city was covered. The city was strictly that they don't want to allow anybody to enter. That was a door of hope for Israel, a door of hope for Joshua. But the Bible said the city was strictly shut up. That nobody can enter. Nobody goes in and nobody comes out. It was strictly shut up. And the Bible said, because of the children of Israel, and because of them, because of you, the enemy has risen up. Like, I have good news for you this morning. Irrespective of what you are going through, any enemy that has risen up, the Lord came down and said, Joshua, I have given you the land of Jericho. I have given you the king. I have given you the mighty men of valor in this city. So Joshua has everything to take. But before Joshua can take over this land, beloved, he needs something special. He needs to lift up prayer. Beloved, before we can take over, we need to lift up prayer. Before the Lord will bring their judgment, we need to lift up prayer. This morning, we are about to pray. We'll lift up prayer and we'll trust God to magnify himself in our lives. So when they captured the land Jericho, and they took all the spoil because the door was open for them, so they enjoyed all the blessings. I pray this morning in the name of Jesus, possession of possession. May you be able to take that possession in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. So when they took over all the blessings of the land, somebody sinned by name Achan. He took some of the things, some of the blessings. He took some of the gold and he hid them. And the Bible said Israel now fell under the hand of the land of Ai. Many died. And then the Lord said, Joshua, there is a sin in the camp. When Joshua consulted the Lord, there is a sin in the camp. So do the search. So sometimes, beloved, if you feel down, if you don't know what to do, if you feel like I'm not going on well with you, go to God in prayer and ask what is going on. There might be somebody within the camp that has defiled him or herself. There might be somebody in the camp that don't wish us well. And when God, being able, will show us, I can assure you, he will do whatever he has promised to do. And the Lord said, there's a sin in the camp. So when the search was made, Achan was found. And the gold was found with him. And the Bible said, that day, Joshua chapter 7, 26 verse, and they raised up him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord turned from the fierceness of his anger. Wherefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day. So the Valley of Achor means the place of trouble. What trouble are you in right now? What are you going through right now? I see a door open. And this door is a door of hope. So the Bible says, well, the trouble that you are in today, I am turning that trouble into hope. I am turning your challenge into hope. I'm turning whatever you are going through into hope. So whatever you are going through today, the fire of God is consuming anything set on you. And the Lord is releasing his power and favor upon your life. In the name of Jesus, I declare this morning that the door of hope is leading you into peace. Leading you into prosperity, leading you into success, leading you into favor. The law of hope is leading you into joy. The door of hope is leading you into happiness. The door of hope is leading into virtue, into breakthrough and open doors. This morning, the only solution to what we are going through, we are going to pray to light our candle. We need the light of God. We need the light. So this is what we are going to do. We are going to lift up prayer. I'm going to pray and you are going to pray. We are going to come together and pray. Lift our voice in prayer and trust God to come through for us. Psalm 18. We are going to start upon Psalm 18. The only thing that can cause us, that whatever sat on us, whatever stands in our way, to leave us and for us to break through the obstacles, we need our light to be kindled. We need our candle to be lighted. We need God to light our candle. Psalm 18, verse 28, the Bible says, "For thou will light my candle. The Lord my God will lighten my darkness. For by thee I have run through troop, and by my God I have leaped over wall." Beloved, listen. This psalm speaks about the victory that David has over all his enemies, over all his oppositions. Whatever stands in David's way, David was able to overcome them. Be Absalom, be Ahithophel, be the Philistines, David overcame. And he said, the reason why he overcame all these things embedded in verse 28. Therefore, thou will light my candle. So when your candle is lighted, when your candle is lighted, it means you become, you come on fire. You know, lift your voice and pray, Lord, light my candle. Light my candle. Other persons use lamp. Light my lamp. Lift your voice and pray in a few minutes in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that this morning, light our candle. Light my candle. Because the Bible says when the light comes, it shines over the darkness, and the darkness could not comprehend it. So we pray that then light our candle. Light my candle. Lord, light my candle in the mighty name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. Beloved, pray that the Lord light your candle. Lord, light my candle in the name of Jesus. Lord, light my candle. Light my candle. Light my candle. God, the Bible says, the light shines over the darkness, and the darkness could not compare it. So I pray for your life. I pray that Lord, light my candle. Light my candle. Set me on high in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And he said, because of the light, the Lord will illuminate. The Lord will illuminate my life. The Lord will make sure every darkness over my life will be taken over. I pray that in the name of Jesus, may the Lord light your candle. The Lord light your candle. The Lord lift you up. Anything that sat on you, let the light of God shine over it. That whatever is fighting you, whatever binds you, shall lose you. In the name of Jesus, anything set on you shall lose you. May they lose you from today. May you be set free. May the Lord light your candle. The Lord light your candle. The Lord light your candle. Light my candle, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I need my light to be candle. I need my light to shine. Lord, light my candle in the name of Jesus. Lord, let my candle, my light break forth from every obstruction. Let my light break out from every obstruction. Lift your voice and pray that any obstruction in the way, the light break forth. Your light break forth. Your light overcome the obstruction. In the name of Jesus, any impediment, any blockages, lift your voice and pray that this morning, anything that stands in the way, may the hand of God go. As the light is shining, let the impediment be removed. Let anything start on you be removed. In the name of Jesus, anything that stands away, any structure that becomes difficult for you to move forward, preventing your progress, preventing your moving, I pray in the name of Jesus, the Son of God, let that structure fall. Let that structure fall. The Bible says that light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has no power over it, and the darkness will not understand. They can't understand it. I pray in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Ghost, let the structure fall. Let the physical structure fall. Let the physical condition be lifted. Let all blockages be lifted in the name of Jesus. Let them be filled in the mighty name of Jesus. Anything that sat on after over, I pray in the name of Jesus, as the light is shining, let the darkness be taken over. In the name of Jesus, let the darkness leave your people by the waiting of the blood. I pray for the I am that I am prayer tabernacle, that let the light shine. Let the light shine, oh God. Let the light shine in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. Let the light of the Most High God shine. We call for the light. We call for the light of I am. That I am prayer tabernacle. I pray for your life. May the Lord light your candle. May the Lord kindle your light in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I pray that your light will stand forth. Your light will overcome every obstruction, every challenge, every impediment, every blockage, any stress that stands your way. I pray that the light of the Most High God overshadow it in the name of Jesus. Any workers of iniquity, anything the enemy is doing, I pray that you let the walls fall. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, and the psalmist said, because of the light, I have power to run over troops. May you run over troops. Lord, give us power to run. We'll run over troops. In the name of Jesus, we'll run over troops by the bridging of the blood. We'll run over troops. And the paternal troops, and the maternal troops, we'll run over them. We'll destroy their power. We'll set on fire in the troops of the enemy by the bridging of the blood. Let them fall. Let them fall. Let them fall. And that they holding the ministry, let them fall in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. We set on fire powers of darkness. We destroy their words by the wisdom of the blood. Let them fall. Let them fall. To that the apostle Paul said, yes, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. Now we come against any the networks of the enemy, in the networks of the powers of darkness, we fire them in the mighty name of Jesus. We set on fire. Let their power be broken. We destroy with hearts, networks. We disconnect them. We set on fire. We command the Holy Ghost to consume them in the name of Jesus. We bring their words to us in the networks of God. We destroy the networks. We set on fire. Father, as they are coming together, we disconnect their connection. We disconnect their connection by the wisdom of the blood. We disconnect every connection of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost. We are praying, believing God. He said, by my light, I can run over troops. We are running over every troop. We are running over demonic truths, satanic truths, any networks. The power said, Isaiah chapter 8, then let them gather themselves together. It's come to us. Whatever they are planning today, it's come to us. We declare that it's come to us. It will never come near our dwelling place by the waging of the blood. Lift your voice and pray, beloved. Pray that today, let God light your candle. Let God put light in you that this first day of the month, something could happen to you. The Lord will bring the blessing. You shall receive what God has promised you. In the name of Jesus, anything that startles you will leave you because the light of God is coming. John said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we call on you, God. The Bible said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was God, and through him all things were made. Nothing made that was made without him. And he was light, and the light was the light of men. Father, let the light shine. Let the light shine. Light man can over. Light man can over the darkness, over powers, over witches and wizards. Light man can over. In the name of Jesus, that will come on fire once again. Light the candle of I am, that I am prayer tabernacle. That will come on fire. Will come on fire. Will rise in the power of the Holy Ghost and to declare your mighty word. I pray, light our candle, oh God. Whoever is watching, light our candle. Whoever is online, Father, listen. Oh Lord, light their candle. Let them stand again. Let them stand again, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let them stand again. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God, the Spirit has come. The Son come. Light our God. Light, Lord. In the impediment, let the light shine over it. In the impediment, let the light shine over it in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Kabura, the Lord said, I've given unto you the city of Jericho. Father, we are taking possession. I've given unto you the king. We are taking possession. Take possession right now. Possession. For it is written in Obadiah 1:17, it said, upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possession. To them, by the raging of the blood, somebody take possession right now. By your light on, take possession. By your light on, you shall receive illumination. You shall run over truth. You shall leap over walls. May you leap over walls in the name of curious things. The church is marching forward. We are leaping over walls. I am that I am prayer tabernacle. You are leaping over walls. You are taking torches. You are taking whatever that bless you. In the name of Jesus, you are taking over. Today, by the waging of the blood, you are taking over. You are possessing your possession. You are possessing your possession. Take it now. In the name of Jesus, you take it now. The struggles are over. He said, in the day of our call, means a door of hope has been opened. A door of hope has been opened. I pray that that very promising opportunity is coming. It's coming your way. I see an unending success. Prosperity is coming. Success is coming. Breakthroughs are coming. I see a victory is coming. I see an open door. The success is yours in the name of Jesus. In any trouble that you are in, I pray for you that today God is doing something good. God is doing something good. Something good is taking place right now. In the Makabora, in the name of Jesus, the Son of the Living God. It is your season. It is your season. It is your season. This month, the third month, you are going to receive the blessings of Obed-Edom. The blessings of Obed-Edom. It's coming your way. This is the third month. This is the third month. What kills Uzzah will never kill you. What kills others will never kill you. What destroy people, what cause them to fall, will never cause you to fall. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, oh, receive the blessing. You run over truth. You run over truth. You leap over walls. Today, you are leaping over walls. You are leaping over walls. You are leaping over walls. It's a light, my candle, Lord. Light, my candle, oh God. When God lights your candle, you'll be on fire. When God lights your candle, you'll be on fire. You'll be on fire. You'll be on fire for the Lord. When God lights your candle, you'll be on fire. May you be on fire. May you be on fire. Whatever sat on you has been lifted. In the name of Jesus, whatever sat on you has been lifted in the name of Jesus. But let me read some scripture for you too, to see something. In 2 Samuel. In 2 Samuel. Let's get into the scripture. Chapter 21. Get somewhere to 21. And let's see from the 15th verse. There's something I want to talk to you about. Listen. When David became the light for the nation of Israel, David became light. Now listen good. I don't know who is listening to me. I don't know who is watching me. If you will accept the Lord Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, that very day you become the light. Because the light of the Most High God has come upon you, and it's in you. So David became the light of the Most High God. And you know what? Because David killed Goliath because of the light upon his life, I pray today, as the light is coming upon you, oh, Makabo Andaraba, may the Lord never remove this light from you. He said, when the light comes upon him, he was able to stand before Goliath at the age of 17. When men of war are run away, even Saul, who was the king, who had been battling for 40 years, ran away. The little boy was standing before Goliath, said, I can kill this man. I can destroy this man because of the light. So when the light comes upon, when God lights your candle, you are fearless. You run over truth. To have the illumination. Our Paul said, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. May you be strong today. May you never fear anything. I declare over your life today, may you never fear, for the Lord will send God with you. Let them gather themselves together if they come to us. Let them speak their word if you never stand. For God is with us. He said, I created a blacksmith and he created every weapon of war. And he said, any weapon that is formed against you shall not stand. Any tongue that wise in judgment, you shall condemn. Because this is the heritage for the saints. So, 2 Samuel 21, the Bible said, a guy from the family of trained himself seriously that one day he will kill David. He's trying everything possible to destroy David. I came to assure somebody and I came to pray for I am prayer tabernacle that this day, this first day of March 2022, anyone that rise up against this ministry, I came in the name of Jesus Christ to command them to leave the church. God, this is a lie for many of this generation. You can't try to hijack the church. Release your hand in the name of Jesus. Release your hand for the people of God. And the man trained seriously, and the Bible said he was very strong. So listen to the scripture. Verse 15 of 2 Samuel chapter 21. 2 Samuel chapter 21, verse 15. There was war again between the Philistines and Israel. And David went down together with his servants, and they fought against the Philistines, and David grew weary. Now, David was tired. David has tired. Now he has grown. He has done everything possible. But now the strength is coming down. That's why in Psalm 74, he said, Lord, when my strength is coming down, never leave me. The Lord will never leave you. When I'm grown, Lord, don't leave me. So the Bible says he was worried. And is it not? One of the descendants of the giants whose spear weighed 300 shekels of bronze and who was armed with a new sword sought to kill David. You know, listen to what he did. This guy, the Bible said, 100 shekels of bronze. Imagine, the guy had very trained himself, but he thought the battle is of the flesh. The battle is not of the flesh. The Bible said, you know, 2 Corinthians chapter 10, yet though we walk in the flesh, but you don't war after the flesh, and our weapons are not carnal, but your mighty through God. This guy don't know. He thought the battle is of the flesh. So he trained himself, and he beat his sword, the spear that he was holding, the weapon that he was holding. The Bible says it weighed 300 shekels of bronze. And he intended to kill them. And look at what happened. But Abishai, the son of Zerah, came to his rescue. Then David's men swore to him, you shall no longer go out with us to battle, lest you quench the lamp of Israel. You know that David was the lamp, because through him, God win victories for his people. Through him, many people revived. Through him, all the enemies of the land fell. So all the people came to him. David, you are the lamp of us. If this lamp quench, we don't know where to stand. For you this morning, you are the lamp in the name of Jesus. The Lord will say, God set you free from anything holding you. I declare fire over it. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost consume them in the name of Jesus. And make things stand so well. I think to defend your cause by the waging of the blood. Let them fall. Let them fall in the name of Jesus. I pray and I break the chains of the enemy. I hold them bound like Abisha. Rise up and rescue David. He came to David's aid. I am coming to your aid by the rage of the blood. And the power of God goes upon you. And you are free. Join me at the same time. I'll be with you. I'll come your way. Continue. You know, listen to me. There are demonic networks. And tomorrow we'll tackle that demonic networks. Because the Bible says, I've given you Jericho, the people, the king, and the mighty men in the city. It means these are the people who are preventing them to come. They are preventing Joshua not to take over. It was Joshua. It was Joshua's mission, not Israel's mission. So listen, it is your mission, not anybody's mission. So they are preventing, they are strictly shut up that you can't enter into this season. But you enter into this season. I declare you enter into this season. I declare, Apostle Michael, you enter into this season. This third month, the blessings of wisdom is coming upon you. Whatever waits on you, I pray, the weight is lifted. Whatever weight on the ministry, I pray the weight is lifted. Many are looking up to you. Arise in the power of the Holy Ghost and go do. And surely, the hand of Most High God shall rest on you. The Lord Most High God bless you, keep you. May He still shine over you and be gracious unto you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord bless you and bless the ministry.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Bishop. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you for this evening in the mighty name of Jesus. This morning, the first day of March, oh God, we thank you for the prayers. We thank you for Bishop, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the word that he brought forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you pour more upon him, oh, more anointing, oh God. Bless his ministry. Bless his family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you for open doors, oh God, that no man can shut, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for all doors that are here this evening, oh God. We pray, oh God, that they receive their portion of blessings that overflow in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen
and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We bless God
amen.
For you, Bishop. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. We thank God for you for this evening. We'll be back tomorrow evening. Tomorrow evening. We got two more days. Please let everyone know to join us for the next 2 days. Hallelujah. So we can pray and praise. Hallelujah. God bless each and every one of you. May the grace of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning to everyone. Happy month of blessed month of March in the name of Jesus. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.